The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, this is Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Of course. Who else would be here? Well, maybe somebody. Are you interviewing anybody this week, Big JD?
No, unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, I didn't have time to do interviews. But next week, we'll have a You Talking to Me interview for sure.
Awesome. And there is a place on the interwebs where people can go to just the interviews, the You Talking to Me website of some kind? Or
yeah, there is youtalkingtome.ca, the letter U, talking, the number two, me.ca, but and I think there's a link to podbean.com, and that's where the shows are hosted currently.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's all we need to know.
So what's on tap this week?
Well, we should turn the tap on and maybe add a little soap because this week's show is on hygiene.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, how you doing?
That was a little bit disturbing.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about hygiene. It's something that it's part of the society we live in. And if you don't live in this society, well, then hygiene may not be... as a high priority as other things.
And for some people, it's not.
In this society, yeah, obviously. And oftentimes, it's because they come from somewhere else. And that was, you know, not a factor back in the old country or wherever they're from. And then it could just be your upbringing or your socioeconomic status within, where we live.
Or that you have no money for deodorant.
I don't know. That's not an excuse, really, I don't think. There's ways.
There is. You could rub some nice smelling food on your armpits.
Like onions?
Well, maybe not onions. Onions don't smell nice. Well, they kind of do a little bit. I like the smell of onions.
Some cumin.
Cumin. Some curry. Honey, perhaps? Caramel,
perhaps
pizza. Nothing like a good pizza bath.
Well, it sure makes our spouses get hungry when we're in bed anyway. Or maybe a little bit of shaving cream. Speaking of shaving cream, a great tune by Dr. Demento, Shaving Cream.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Shaving cream, there's a number. I was pleasantly surprised to see a song called Shaving Cream.
Do you remember it back in the day? I don't know if you were old.
Really?
Oh, it was on CKLW. It was like, you know, every once in a while they'd have a novelty song on the radio.
Yeah, I kind of remember Dr. Demento, but I don't remember that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was on regular rotation on CKLW in the 70s at some point.
Wow.
And of course, yeah, and it was popular because you'd always thought he was going to say, the defecation word. He would say shaving cream because he'd make these silly little rhymes. And, you know, and as a kid, you're thinking, oh, he's going to say, oh, he didn't. And of course, as a kid, you're singing and you would sing the bad word, which we're not going to say on the show today. But it was a fun song back in the day. It was before I was even shaving that. I had no idea what the purpose of shaving cream even was, probably.
My dad used to shave with the brush and the old school razors.
He had a straight razor, yeah?
Oh, not a straight razor, but, you know, the flat bit.
Oh, yeah. Razor blades. You stick them into the thing and there's two sides to it.
I think, I don't know if the smaller razors even existed yet, you know, at some point when he used to shave.
Oh yeah, probably not. That was probably, like I'm saying, you stick the blade in there, and it was a two-sided thing. But maybe right. you could only use one at a time. It was like an X-Acto knife. You had to
Unless
flip it over.
Unless two people were shaving at once. And really close.
Really
that's where that's close. The term where the term close shave comes in.
What'd you guys do this morning? Oh, we had a close shave.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get an accident almost? No, we shaved.
Together.
Well, shaving is definitely a part of hygiene. Would you agree or not agree?
I would say to some degree. I think it's a little bit more of, kind of a manscaping, possibly something else. We might get into the metrosexual movement, but I don't know that it's really a hygienic thing. I mean, it can be to a point if you have a big beard and it's all full of bugs and worms, you know, then you might want to shave that puppy off.
Probably not too many worms in there. Maybe birds, if it's big enough, it'd be like a nest, right?
Yeah, they're often referred to as a nest.
Yeah, and right now we're living in a time where beards are...
big. Beards are big.
Well, they're
than one.
Yeah, they're commonplace, that's for sure. Whereas when we grew up when I grew up in the 70s as a kid, even into the 80s, beards were not the thing. It was big hair in the 80s for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And washing your hair, well, that's obviously a hygienic type of thing because... you could get lice for one thing, and that's a living organism that jumps from head to head. Was lice a big thing when you were going to school? You see Janie at school one day, and then you wouldn't see her the next day.
No, it wasn't for me, but I think it for some reason seemed to be something later on, like when my brother was, you know, in kindergarten, grade one, maybe grade two, whatever, and lice seemed more. And he might even had it. I don't remember, but not when I was. When you were, it was? Because you're about the same age as me.
Occasionally the teachers would go, someone would go around and check heads.
Oh, yeah, I think they did check heads, if I recall correctly, but I don't recall anybody having lice because we would have teased the heck out of them.
And the people who check lice, you know what they're called, right?
Lice checkers.
Knit pickers.
Aren't those pants?
No.
I'm thinking of knickers.
And then eventually the term knit picker, that became synonymous with just being just overly, you know, anal about anything. You know, oh, you're such a nitpicker, because you would get down into the little nuances of whatever it is that you're right. Looking at. So nits, I believe, is the eggs, or it's a dead one. I forget what okay, that is yeah, in yeah, terms yeah. in terms of lice, but you were looking for nits when you were checking for lice on kids' heads. I never had the pleasure of doing it. I remember the mother of my children would volunteer to go to school and check heads.
Nice. We need those volunteers.
Yeah, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
And another song here. This is called Clean the Dirt from Junkyard on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
I'm having a drink, just trying to wallow in my troubles. When you came around, my drinks, they turned into doubles. Say you love me at least 50 times a day. But if you really love me, there ain't nothing to say.
We're talking about hygiene on the show today, and what exactly is hygiene? Hygiene is a set of practices performed to preserve health, according to the World Health Organization. Who? Hygiene refers to conditions and practices that help to maintain health and prevent the spread of diseases. Personal hygiene refers to maintaining the body's cleanliness, which is kind of what most people think of, I think, when they think of hygiene. It's it's personal hygiene.
Well, they can intersect. Obviously, if you don't brush your teeth, let's say, you will get some kind of either gum disease or dental disease, and hygiene would be part of that, as well as it intersects with personal hygiene, because then your mouth doesn't smell very good and it's kind of ugh. So I think in some places, hygiene, the preservation of health by certain practices, intersects with personal hygiene, taking a shower and washing your hair. Just
back up a little bit. What is this? What is this brushing your teeth?
You take a brush.
A hairbrush?
No, a brush designed specifically for rubbing against your dental work.
What if you don't have any dental work?
Well, then.
You still got to brush your teeth? Hey, when I was doing a little... Huh?
I was going to say, if you don't have dental work, then you're brushing your teeth quite a bit.
Or shaving them. When I was doing some research for the show, I came, and I don't remember what it's called now. I should have actually saved it so I could direct people to check these guys out. But these guys were, they have a YouTube channel, and it's all about like shaving. And it looks pretty cool. They got a cool setup and everything. And then, the shows are about kind of scanned through a couple shows, and they were showing, those barber things that those long strip of leather that they, I don't know what they do with it. That sharpens their blade or something, I guess?
It keeps the blade straight.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily sharpen the blade. You need some kind of stone against the metal, but the leather would, as you're going along, the very edge of the metal would, it gets bent a little bit. It's something like the little bar that you use to straighten a blade on a set of kitchen knives.
Yeah.
But it performed the same purpose. It kept the edge of your blade nice and straight so you don't cut into people's faces.
Yeah. I wonder how often that happened back in the day.
Well, yeah, there was some blood that was let out in the barber chair back in the day, for sure.
Oops, I slipped and slit your neck open.
I go to a barber probably about maybe 6 times a year to, get a good barber treatment. And he uses a straight blade to shave around the edge of my hairline in my face. And
I've had it before, too, but not on my face, on my head.
Oh, sure.
The guy I used to go to for my mohawk would do my head with a straight razor.
Right. Yeah, it takes a special talent. You got to have it on the right angle, and you got to be slow, and you're actually, you're cutting little nibs of hair, and it's right on your skin, and it can, you can cut somebody, which I guess you go into that knowing that you may see some blood. Unfortunately, the blades are sharp, and sharp blades tend to not really hurt that much when they cut you. It's the dull ones that hurt.
But it's until once it sinks in, it doesn't, like even a paper cut. I mean, kind of instant. It's. I mean, you did it, but you don't really feel anything. It's so sharp and just slices the skin, and then all of a sudden it's, ah!
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Ah! So you sound like a sheep.
Like those YouTube things.
Hey, boy. Okay, we're having some fun now.
Llamas.
Oh, llamas,
Speaking of llamas and other pets and animals, that's, something that you want to wash after touching and playing with your cats and dogs and llamas, if you so have a llama at home as a pet.
Sure, yeah. What are you saying? You want to wash the pet or wash your hands?
You want to wash your hands and also wash the pet as well. Keep a clean pet, but, pets are still dirty to some degree.
Right. It's very hard to wash a cat, though.
It is difficult, yeah.
Some cats like it, and even some cats like getting vacuumed.
Oh, really?
But yes, but our cats, we have a couple cats here in the LaPlan household, and as soon as the vacuum comes out, they're, see you later. So speaking of hygiene, it's all about being clean, and this is a tune we're going to play now by Green Day. It's called Coming Clean.
17 and strung out on conclusion. Tried to decide we're all about disillusion. I found out what it takes to be a man. Now mom and dad will never understand.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We're back. This is Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. We're talking about hygiene on the show today, and we'll go through some personal hygiene list, I guess.
Yeah, it's from the Better Health Channel.
Like body odor and hand washing, personal hygiene for women as opposed to men. And the funny thing about the women's hygiene is there's a big list, and men just have a little list.
Why is that?
Because women have cooties right from kindergarten on.
Yeah, I knew that. That's where I got the name. That's where I got the name Lippo. Lippo came to me because of the fact that females have cooties.
You've shared that story before. You want to tell it again?
I was in grade 4, I believe, and Gerardo Tobin, if you're out there, Gerardo, listening to the show, hi. there was girls coming towards me, and I didn't have my cootie protection on my hand because you would have to put CP on in your hand in the morning so that if any girl touched you, you were protected. Otherwise, you'd get ridiculed in the playground during recess. You got cooties from Angela Anderson. And so these girls were coming towards me. I didn't have my cootie protection on. I ran away. I flipped up in the air, did like not a somersault, but I flipped like head over heels. Let's just put it that way. Landed on the radiator that was in the schools in those days. And next thing I knew, I was waking up and then the whole class was gathered around me and they're like, "Ooh, what happened to you?" And so they called me Flippo for about a day or two, but then Flippo didn't sound as cool or as whatever as Lippo. So Lippo it was.
Always an enjoyable story. And not what happened to you, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. It's all fun.
Learning how the name Lippo came about. And cootie protection. What was the cootie protection?
You had to put the letters CP on your hand in blue ink.
Oh, wow. I don't have any on right now.
You're going to be
susceptible.
Cooties. And, you know, if you asked me how to spell cooties back in that day, the only thing I could tell you is it started with the letter C.
Wasn't it like, I always thought it was like cutie, but it doesn't. Maybe it's a C-double-O.
It could be. Yeah. Cootie and booty.
Whoa.
Whoa is right.
Too much information for the kindergarten kids listening on the show today, but let's talk about body odor.
I got some cooties on my booty.
Oh. Body smells are caused by a number of factors working in combination, including chemicals in sweat, including pheromones, which are made by the body and sexually attract or repel other people.
I didn't know that. Did you know that? Pheromones actually repel other people?
Well, they can.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay.
Depends on whether you're attracted to those pheromones or not. Wastes excreted through the skin, such as metabolized alcohol.
Do you ever work next to a guy who's like that? Come in to work the next morning and the guy just reeks of alcohol?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not necessarily on his breath. It's just coming through his pores.
Yeah, you can still smell it. The actions of bacteria that live on the skin and feed on dead skin cells and sweat. They're all over us right now. Oh, my God, they're everywhere on me.
They are. You may be joking, but seriously, that's just going on constantly. And it happens a lot in your sleep because your skin is being touched all over the place by blankets and mattresses and stuff. And it's oftentimes when we get rid of our dead skin cells. Good reason to take a shower in the morning, people.
Unwashed clothes, such as underwear and socks. And, you know, the best thing that you can do is wash your hands in muddy water. Elvis, I washed my hands in muddy water.
I was born in Macon, Georgia. They kept my daddy, in the Macon jail. He told me, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear them bloodhounds on your trail. Well, I fell in. Robbed a man, up in Tennessee. They caught me way up in Nashville. They locked me up and threw away the key. What'd you do, son? I washed my hands in muddy water. Washed my hand, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do like my daddy told me, yeah. But I must have washed my hands in
screen. Will I ask the judge, now when's my time? He said, son, oh, you know we won't forget. Now, if you try just to keep your hands clean, yeah, we might just make a good man of you. Well, I couldn't wait, well, to get my time. I broke out of national jail. I just crossed the state line of Georgia, yeah. Well, I can hear them bloodhounds on my trail.
What you doing?
Wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, oh, but they took them unclean. Tried to do like my daddy told me, yeah. But I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. Yeah, I wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, oh, but they didn't come clean. I tried to do like my daddy told me, oh yeah. But I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream. Yeah, wash my hands in muddy water. I wash my hands, oh, but they didn't come clean. I tried to do like my daddy told me, oh yeah. But I must have washed my hands in muddy stream. Yeah, I wash my hands in muddy water. Wash my hands, oh, but they didn't come clean. Tried to do like my daddy told me, for him. But I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning, and this week we're talking about hygiene. Not enough can be said about the act of washing your hands in muddy water or not. I would recommend some warm water and some soap, or even the hand lotion, not lotion, but the hand antiseptic stuff that you get in a hospital and other places where there's
like an antibacterial.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. Well, obviously they must be effective because they are in hospitals, and
they
it's
call
an easy
it hand sanitizer. I think
sanitizer. That's the word I was actually looking for. Yeah, and it's a good way to rid your hands of germs, especially if you went into a doctor's office or into the hospital.
When you are washing your hands, it's good to wash your hands for a minimum of 30 seconds with warm water. That's the length of time that you actually should be washing your hands, front and back.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember that. If I took anything away from my last interview with someone from the Windsor-Essex County Health Unit, that's what it was. And then you mentioned something else. The antibacterial, the hand sanitizer. You want to be careful sometimes too, though, washing your hands too much or using too much of that hand sanitizer, because you can kill all the good bacteria that you need as well.
I agree 100% with that. Yeah. And I was going to get into that when we started talking about like showering and stuff like
that. Yeah. And we'll talk about that more. So,
And even, your skin as well can suffer. Pardon me.
Sure. It can get dry.
It gets dry, especially if you're using those sanitizers. Oftentimes have alcohol in them, and being exposed to that on a lot is not very good for you. I know there's like nurses and doctors who probably wash their hands, 30, 50 times a day. Just, you're in between patients and stuff. You should wash your hands because you don't want to pass on whatever you were doing before to somebody else.
Right. If you're doing that, then, it was something that we'll try and get in a little later in the show, but in talking about, the metrosexual thing, but is using a hand cream. You know what I mean? To keep your skin soft after, if you're washing a lot, or if you're at a, you know, you have a job where you actually have to wash all the time or use the sanitizers all the time.
Sure. Yeah. Cream's a good idea. Mm-hmm. My wife is a huge cream user. So wash your hands. When's a good time to wash your hands? After using the toilet. Yes, your hands are around some bad parts here. So you definitely want to do it then. Before making or eating food, definitely wash your hands. If you're going to be preparing food, you don't want whatever's on your hands to be in the food and handing that off to your loved ones. After handling dogs or other animals, it's a good idea to wash your hands as well, because those animals go in places that are not necessarily all that clean. And if you have been around someone who's coughing or has a cold, yeah, so if you're sick, or if you know someone who's sick and you've been around them, wash your hands. It's a good idea. Good practice.
And grab them and throw them in the tub too. You're getting scrubbed.
Sure. And where do you wash your hands?
In a sink.
You wash your hands in a sink. And I had the pleasure of seeing these guys, our next tune here. They're the Dream Warriors. And this tune we're going to play right now is called You Wash Your Face in My Sink.
You wash your face in my sink. In my sink. You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink. Sink.
You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
Sink.
You wash your face in my sink.
Simplicity with synchronicity makes a mind meld revealed impossible, like a walk through a minefield. Sadly, get up to bat and take a swing. Think, should I? Shouldn't I? Try. Too late. You sunk into the sink that I wash my face. You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
Sink. Sink.
You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
Sink.
You wash your face in my sink. Tougher. That's what I'm getting rougher. And you beat me, suffer. The loss of an attempt well tried. Well, your side tried, but my side will never be denied. Cause I'm swinging and stinging neglection with an injection of truth. I've come to untwist the twisted youth. How does it feel now that I got you all to think? Yeah. And wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
You wash your face in my sink. Here I go again. I have a little place to send a little false friend who tried to mess me up with little negative thoughts.
Thoughts.
A little negative thought. Me to never ever leave my fame into the hands of incompetence. That makes sense. So now I'll change tune, for the tune allows changes for you to take a breath while your brain rearranges. What I just spoke into a language called speech. You try to catch it, but you just can't reach. But you leave a ring around my basin when you wash your face in. In my sink,
in my sink.
You wash your face in my sink. Now the basin is clean to the gleam of the eye. You constantly lie when doves cry out. But you are not about what you say. The image, the field you reveal and portray. For never ever will I fall to the effects of bandwagonism. So please listen, up not down, for down is the devil. So roll like a boulder and not like a pebble. You roll like a rock, you roll like a rebel. For this is pure pain, pick axe and the shovel. Hear no command, hear just warning. If you wake up in the morning and wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
You wash your face in my sink. Of the dream, for the bigger the orange is the bigger the peel. Thieves who steal get a wheel for real. A spin till it fin, or until I give a pardon. Me, I never promised you a rose garden or nourishment, just punishment for a fink who thinks he could wash his face in our sink.
Sink.
You wash your face in my sink. Open up the door, step across the wet floor. If you can make it, you can tape it, this rhyme forevermore. Peer into the drain as the water goes down. Why do you frown? It's the end of the sound. But bring back the rhyme, for the rhyme is evaporating. All of the sucker MCs, the Jones insane. They would, they could, they think, but never, ever, never dare try to wash the face in my sink.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And since we don't have an interview on the show today, we'll play a little extra music, some Bobby Darin. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. On the Hygiene Show, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splash, and reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah, yeah. Big bang, I saw the whole gang. With a Peggy Sue, good to golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. A willer, splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on, yay. I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Have you heard when I begin to die, it leaves someone to cry
night and day.
Like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soap will never wash away the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap wash away my tears. I'll never lose the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. It's gonna never, never, never
some Malt Shop memories right there. The Jarnells and a little bit of soap. And did you really think you'd get away without hearing the Wiggles? Only on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, folks. The Wiggles with Bath Time.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Helps me scrub and shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale, it's my bath time. Wah, 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 waffly bubbles. Bah, bah. my top, top, top. I'm going to scrub, scrub, scrub every part of me. It's my bath time. Wah, 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 wobbly bubbles. Ba, 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 silky bubbles to me. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time.
Canadian artist Alanis Morissette on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Hands clean from under rug swept.
If it weren't for your maturity, none of this would have happened. If you weren't so wise beyond your years, I would have been able to control myself. If it weren't for my attention, you wouldn't have been successful. And if it weren't for me, you would never have amounted to very much.
Fast forward to a few years later and
You are listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. This week we're talking about hygiene and being clean. Keep it clean, playing bingo all night.
Every show we have that in.
Let's talk about some personal hygiene for women. The vagina is able to clean itself. Did you know that, Big JD? It cleans itself. These little hands.
I still don't believe it.
Anyway, do not put anything like douches into the vagina, as the delicate skin can be damaged. Some personal hygiene suggestions for women. Go ahead, Big JD.
Menstruation. Wash your body, including your genital area, in the same way as you always do. And that's expecting that you actually do wash it. Change tampons and sanitary napkins regularly, at least 4 to 5 times a day. Is that even if you're not on your period?
No, I don't think you should wear that stuff if you're not on your period.
Always wash your hands before and after handling a tampon or pad.
Cystitis is an infection of the bladder. This is a common condition for sexually active young women, otherwise known as a bladder infection. Urinating after sexual intercourse can help to flush out any bacteria that may be in the urethra and bladder. This is definitely not personal hygiene stuff. That's an actual hygiene thing. Definitely, if you're having sex, make sure you go pee after you have sex. Definitely a great piece of advice.
And thrush. Some soaps and detergents can irritate the skin of the vagina and make thrush infections more likely. Some people find that they often get thrush when they use antibiotics. Mm-hmm. Use mild soap and unperfumed toilet paper, which is a good thing for anybody, really, to use unperfumed things like that. Toilet paper, you know, for your wash, those fabric softener and stuff like that. Yeah. And what do they call that? That's
hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic, right. Nice. Yeah. Avoid tight synthetic underwear. Try cotton underwear and change regularly. There is medical treatment for thrush, so talk to your doctor or pharmacist. And what is thrush exactly?
That's a good
question.
I don't
have a vagina.
No, but thrush, you obviously didn't have any children either, because that's sometimes if you give your child milk before they go to bed, you know, there's like bacteria in the milk and they fall asleep and then, you know, stuff grows. I guess I wouldn't call it an infection, but it's bacteria that's growing on the skin surface. So you want to make sure you, for one, don't give your kid milk before they go to bed, and also use this advice that Big JD just told you about it. If you're a woman and you're, you know, if you get that kind of growth around your personal area there, yeah, it's something that you definitely don't want to. That's not attractive, let's put it that
way. What's this with the milk before bed?
If you give your child milk before they go to bed for the night, so that milk sits in their mouth overnight and bacteria begins to develop from the milk. It's still in your mouth because, you know, it's milk. It doesn't get washed down all the way. And then that bacteria can start to grow on their tongue. Okay. And I think there's other things that may cause thrush as well. Like I want to say even before they're, well, maybe not. I'm not sure. I forget. It's been a long time since I had kids. But thrush is definitely something that kids like milk feeding babies are prone to.
Personal hygiene for men. Wash under your foreskin if you're not snipped. That's it. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy. that's a good idea. It's funny, myself, I'm not circumcised, if now everybody knows, but I have a definite memory of being in the bathtub and being told that specific piece of advice when I was like a very small child in the bathtub with my brother, I think. And then I proceeded to lay a deuce and then to get up.
Jeez. In the tub?
In the tub. It's weird how you have these memories, these bathtub memories when you're a small child. One is the pull your skin back and the other one was laying a deuce in the tub.
Remind me not to get in the bathtub with you. It's moving right along.
Moving right along.
Bad breath.
Yeah, that's that can be that's not necessarily hygienic, but it can be hygienic. Brushing your teeth is obviously one of the things that can make you avoid bad breath. But having said that, there's a lot of mouthwashes out there that are alcohol based. And so if you don't actually rinse that stuff out when you're done using it, the alcohol that's left in your mouth causes your mouth to dry out. And the fact that you shouldn't have a dry mouth, because that is also an environment that is ripe for bacteria to grow. When you have like a dry mouth, you know, the spit gets very thick, and it's not a good idea to leave that your Listerine in your mouth. You want to rinse that stuff out when you're done with it, and then carry on with your day. But go ahead. You were going to read the list here. Sorry. Bad breath. Go ahead.
Good dental hygiene includes regular brushing and flossing. Bad breath can be caused by diseases of the teeth, gums, and mouth, such as infections. Most people have bad breath first thing in the morning because saliva is not made while you're asleep, which is
right.
A kind of an interesting thing on its own. I guess, maybe you choke to death on it, through your sleep or whatever, but
sure.
It's strange how your body works and produces and doesn't produce things at certain times. Some foods can cause bad breath, like garlic and onion, which is kind of a normal culprit. But if you do have, some kind of a gum disease or disease of the teeth or whatever, that's you definitely need to see your dentist about that. Mouthwashes, mouth sprays, and flavored chewing gum can make your breath smell better for a while, but if you have health problems in your mouth, like I say, you need to see a dentist.
Absolutely. And pardon me, I think I have something going on in my mouth. But bad breath can also be caused by your gut having issues as well, because our stomachs rely on bacteria to eat up the food that's in there, but sometimes the good bacteria turns to bad bacteria, and depending on what your diet is, so your diet can actually give you bad breath as well.
And a little washy wash from Woody Guthrie on The Morning Show.
Washy. Washy, 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 jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling, pinky, panky, punk. Wash your little tootsie, wash your little baby toe, wash your little chin, chin, pinky, panky, punk. Wash your little leg, leg, wash your little cheek, cheek, wash your little eyesy, pinky, panky, punk. Splish, splash, toesy, splash your little piggy, pig. Splash, splash, handsy, pinky, panky, punk. Washy, 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 jingle, jangle, ding-a-ling, pinky, panky, punk. Splash, splash, big toe, splash, splash, little toe, splash, splash, finger, pinky, panky, punk. Wipe, wipe this knee, rub, rub that knee, dry, dry, tum, tum, pink, pink, punk. Brush, brush pretty hair, brush, brush pretty hair, wrapped in a warm towel, pink, pink, punk. Wash, wash, washy, wash, wash, washy, jingle, jangle, ding, link, pink, pink, punk.
Helmet on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. We're almost out of time. We actually don't have time to talk about metrosexuality, so maybe we'll dedicate a show to that at some point in the future. So what's the show on next week, Lippo?
There's a first time for everything, Big JD.
Oh.
So yeah, we're going to be talking about starting up stuff, whether you want to learn a new language or get into a new health regimen, start dieting, something to start, maybe get a new job. Who knows? That's what we're going to be talking about next week on Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Sounds like fun. We're out of time. We'll see everybody next week on the show.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Hey, you can't steal my ramp up. Come on. two ramp ups.
Stole this ramp up. Let's do it again.
Jeez.
Yeah. Donkey wash, donkey is. Go to a party in the center of the earth. Monkey wash, donkey. Take a look around, everybody's heading.